弟兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
你们知道那个孩子们今天唱的那首诗歌的内容吗？
Do you know the song that the children just sang this morning? The contents of the song?
他说我伟大的神是掌权的神。
Our great God is the God who's in control.
Yeah, 他掌控一切。
He is in control of everything.
他是信实的神。
He is a faithful God.
他所有一切的应许都必成就。
All his promises will come to true.
一首很好的诗歌。
This is a wonderful hymn.
我在听这个孩子们唱，然后再看他们的这个的脸上的表情。
When I was listening to them and looking at their expressions.
我心里面就非常的感动。
I was very moved.
哇，这些小小孩在这么年幼的时候，他们就能够对神能够有一个认识和依靠。
Look at these little children when they are still young, and they have knowledge and about our God, and they are depending on our God.
你有没有看到他们脸上的那个表现和他们这个表达对神的这种爱慕？
Did you see the expressions that shows the love to our God?
他们是孩子。
They are children.
所以他们不顾什么面子。
They don't know what is losing face.
他们也不摆架子。
They don't have any, they don't need to hold up their status.
Right. 但是你知道吗？我们做大人的，我们在这一方面就差了。
But,Compared to them, we adults are not as good as what they can do.
因为我们爱面子。
Because we are afraid of losing face.
那说实在，我们常常想要摆架子。
And we also want to keep up our status.
但是神的儿女，弟兄姐妹们。
But children of our God, brothers and sisters.
我们是神的孩子。
We are the children of our God.
我们在神的家中，在弟兄姐妹们的面前。
We are in God's family in front of our brothers and sisters.
然后我们就像这些孩子一样真诚无畏。
We should be like the kids and show our truth self.
对，就在神的面前献上我们的感恩。
And give our thanks to the Lord.
然后呢，真的是能够去献上我们对神的爱慕和敬拜。
And also give our love and our worship to the Lord.
I'm really thankful to Elder Xu who comes to preach to us.
那我非常感谢上周徐长老能够给我们讲道。
It's always such a blessing to have him come to us and share God's word with us.
那每次他来给我们讲道的时候都是对我们的祝福。
I know so many of you had made comments to me about how much you're blessed by hearing him share God's word.
我知道你们当中有很多人告诉我你们都被他的话语蒙福。
I'm also, in addition,to just really appreciate Elder Xu.
另外除了感谢徐长老。
I also appreciate the opportunity when I'm scheduled to preach after him.
我呢也很感谢就是每次我安排在他后面讲到的时候我就很感谢这个机会。
Because then I get to preach in English.
那我呢就能用英文讲道。
I think I get to preach in English 2 times or 3 times a year.
我知道我每年大概只能得到2到3次的机会可以用英文来讲道。
It's not so much that I get to speak the language.
不是说我能够讲就是用这个语言来讲话讲道我很开心。
But I especially appreciate the opportunity to speak to those of you who either only speak English or English is your first language.
我其实呢更感激我能够以这个机会呢和那些不懂中文或者只懂英文的这些兄弟姐妹来交流。
And that I get to speak to you directly, without having to go through the translation.
那我呢也可以得此机会呢，我可以直接用英文来讲道，而不需要自己去翻译成中文。
Of course, we appreciate our translators in our church.
当然，我们呢也感谢我们教会里的这些翻译的人员。
And I'm sure. Like me, you see their growth.
我也看到，我也相信大家也跟我一样，就是大家也目睹他们的成长。
Yeah, our brothers and sisters serving as translators, they are being used by God.
我们这些翻译的同工们呢，也是被神所使用。
Over the years, you see how they have not only improved in their skill.
当然通过这些年呢，你不仅仅看到他们呢在技术上有所成长，
But you see their spiritual life grow.
你也同时看到他们的灵命呢也有所成长。
And you see that the Holy Spirit enables them in their ministry.
你也看到就是圣灵呢在他们的这个事工当中呢也在做工。
So today is the weekend before Thanksgiving.
那今天呢就是我们感恩节前的一个周末。
I titled today's sermon, Giving Thanks, It's God's Gift.
我今天的正道的题目是感恩是神所赐的恩福。
Giving Thanks is God's Gift.
那感恩是神所赐的恩福。
I don't know how many of you thought of it this way before.
我不知道你们当中有多少人曾经这样想过。
Let's read the scripture today. It's very short. The first part is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 to 17.
来，我们来短，我们呢来读几段短短的经文。哥罗西书三章第十五节到十七节。
Colossians chapter 3, 15 to 17.
哥罗西书三章十五到十七节。
And let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another with wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, with thankfulness in your hearts to God.And whatever you do in words or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主，你们也为此蒙召，归为一体，且要存感谢的心，当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导。相互劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
In a passage we all like very much from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
那还有一段经文就是我们大家都很喜爱的是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节凡事谢恩因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Thanksgiving holiday is coming up.
那我们的感恩节呢马上就要来临了。
And in my household, we have a tradition.
在我的家里呢我们有个传统。
During the Thanksgiving week, we'll have a day in which we celebrate a Thanksgiving meal together.
那在感恩节这周里有一天呢，我们会一起吃一顿大餐，来庆祝感恩节。
Many people do that.
我知道很多人都是这样。
But what we like to do after the meal is to gather around in our living room, and we will go around and we will each share about.Why we are thankful.
那但是呢我们 每次呢吃完饭以后呢我们会在客厅里坐好那我们就会每一个人就轮着分享我们要为什么而感恩。
We have the privilege to have our children's grandparents close by, so we often do so with the grandparents as well.
我们呢也很有幸就是我们孩子的祖父母都在身边 都很近所以我们呢也和他们聚在一起分享。
Not only do we learn to give thanks,
我们不仅仅就是要学习感恩
but even more specifically, we learn to give thanks to God.
但是呢更重要的是我们要学习感恩于神。
We also have a tradition in our church during Thanksgiving.
我们教会呢也有这样的一个传统。
That every Thanksgiving on Thursday, we would come to church together, and we would spend about 2 hours time.
每年的感恩节这天早上呢，我们大家都会来到教会里花两个小时的时间。
And we would sing songs, we would worship God together.
我们呢一起歌唱，一起敬拜神。
And then we would have brothers and sisters come up, and before the church family, we would give our praise and thanks to God for what He has done in our lives this year.
那然后呢，我们会有兄弟姐妹呢，来到前面，做见证，就是要向大家在见证在这一年里神对我们的生命所做的一切。
And then after we get together and we have a feasting of giving thanks.
那我们的见证会结束以后呢，我们会有一个大宴席。
不是，不是，在我们在给见证的这个大宴席之后。
Okay.
After the feasting of giving thanks.
那我们在这个见证的大宴席结束以后。
Then we would move to the activity center and we would feast our stomach.
然后呢，我们去我们的活动中心呢，给我们每个人的胃呢一个大宴席。
You can't have it better than that.
我们我知道我们这是最好的最美好的一天。
That's pretty close to heaven on earth.
这其实对就是这就等于说我们在地上的天国一样的生活。
I mean, you have feasting of your soul and you have feasting of your stomach.
你看看，我们有就是对我们的心灵有一个大宴席，然后呢，对我们的胃口呢也有个大宴席。
Of course, this year we won't be able to gather in the church for such an event.
当然呢，今年因为疫情的原因呢，我们不能聚集在一起。
We won't be able to have the feasting of our stomachs.
那我们呢不可能聚集在一起吃这顿大餐。
But I know you look forward to it as well as I do to the feasting.Of us giving thanks to God as a church family.
但是呢，我知道，我们大家都一样，其实都在盼望这个大宴席，对我们的心灵的大宴席。
Yes, I think everyone has a different kind of tradition for Thanksgiving.
我知道每个人对感恩节这一天都有不同的一些传统。
And the fact is, even people who do not know the hope of Christ.They give thanks as well.
甚至呢，有些人他们根本就不认识主耶稣，他们也会感恩。
They're able to give thanks for their health. They're able to give thanks for their family. They're able to give thanks for their friends and family.
他们呢，感恩于他们的健康，感恩于他们的家庭和朋友。
But there's something so unique about Christians being able to not only give thanks to those things.But also to give thanks to God.
但是呢，对我们信徒来说，我们不仅仅会感恩于这些前面刚提到的，但是呢，更重要的是，我们会感恩于神。
This week, as I was praying and preparing for this sermon message,
那这个周呢，当我在准备我们今天的正道的时候
，I did a cursory study and a survey through the entire scripture.For all the instances where the phrase giving thanks occurs.
我呢其实很好奇就是所以我呢就去查了查在圣经上呢到底有多少处提到了感恩这两个字。
It's not a deep dive, it's just a quick cursory study.
我没有很深入的研究但是就是很快的就去查考了一下。
But I started in the New Testament.
我是从新约开始看。
I started from the Gospels.
我从福音书开始。
And then you see all the instances throughout Scripture all the way to Revelation.
你从福音书一直看到启示录。
And that was already taking a lot of time.
这其实已经花了很多时间了。
So I said, I know there's so much in the Old Testament as well.
我也知道在旧约里肯定还有更多。
But I had a busy week.
但是我这周呢也非常的忙。
And I'm sure the New Testament is enough.
我也知道就是光光新约可能也就足够了。
But for some reason, my spirit prompted me to still go into the Old Testament.
但是呢，圣灵呢也在告诉我，就是让我引领我到查考旧约圣经。
I not only found these specific phrases and verses.
我不仅仅查看到了这些这些语言，就是感恩的语言字句。
I couldn't help but then to also study them so that I can find out what God had meant these words to be in the context of Scripture.
但是呢，我也情不自禁呢，就要深入的学习这些语言字句，看看神在每一个感恩的这些情节当中，他所指的内容是什么。
Before I knew it.
在我意识到之前。
I filled 5 pages typed single space in my notes.
我已经就是写了超过五页的就是笔记了，关于感恩的这个关于感恩的经文。
I don't know if it's proper to say, but I felt both blessed and cursed at the same time.
我不知道就这样讲合不合适，就是我同时感到非常的非常的被祝福，也感觉好像。但同时也感觉好像被
诅咒。I was so blessed with just the wealth and the beauty of God's word.
我觉得我真是被神的这个这么美妙的话语是深深的祝福了。
But I felt bad because I can't spend all those time just reading the Bible and not produce a sermon for you.
但是呢，我也不能呢，就是把所有的时间呢都花在这个读这个经文上，而不能有一篇正道出来。
Brothers and sisters, I meditated on these past scripture.
弟兄姐妹们，我也是就是自己有深深的思考这些经文。
I prayed through them.
我也祷告。
I studied them and I soaked my mind and my spirit in them.
我也学习这些经文，我也把自己的心和灵深深的进入在这些经文当中。
Yeah, I can tell you that that exercise was so insightful.
我也可以告诉大家，这样的一个练习对我来说是非常受到很大的启发。
It was so powerful.
也是使我感到非常的震撼。
And it was just so wonderful.
我也觉得非常的奇妙和祝福。
In this Thanksgiving season,
在这个感恩的季节里面
brothers and sisters, we do need to know this.
弟兄姐妹们，我们
that giving thanks, I'm sorry, that giving thanks is not something we do once a year.
我们也要了解到，就是感恩不是说我们一年只做一次的。
Giving thanks, brothers and sisters, is a unique gift that God has given us Christians to be able to experience.Throughout our life, from moment to moment, from day to day.
那感恩呢，是神给我们这些信徒一个很特别的恩赐。那我们可以感恩，不是就是一年感恩一次，而是呢，在我们的生命里面，每天不同的时刻，每时每刻，我们都要学会感恩。
Today, I think we'll just cover 3 main points.
那今天呢，我们要讲三个重点。
Why do we give thanks?
第一就是为什么我们要感恩。
Why do we give thanks? And then we want to look at how do we give thanks.
然后呢，我们要来看一看，那我们如何去感恩。
And then finally, what do we give thanks for?
那最后呢，我们要来看看我们为什么而感恩。
We need to know the why.
我们要知道为什么。
Then we need to know.The how.
如何去感恩。
And then we need to know the what.
那最后呢，我们要知道为什么去感恩。
Let's come before the Lord for a word of prayer.
那我们来到神的面前，献上我们的感恩。
Father, we come before you. Indeed, as we worship, our hearts are filled with thanks.
神啊，我们来到你面前，我们的内心真真实实的是充满了感恩。
Because you, as the creator of heaven and earth,
你是创造天地万物的。
You as the author of all life.
你是我们生命的作者。
You the most powerful and almighty God.
你是那位最伟大、最奇妙的神。
You have made yourself known to us.
你已经显示，把你自己显示给我们看。
You have bestowed your blessing richly upon us.
你已经把你的祝福大大的给了我们。
And you have called us your own.
你已经把我们当作你自己的了。
Today we want to honor you.
今天我们要在这里荣耀你。
We want to glorify you.
我们要荣耀你的名。
As we worship you.
当通过敬拜来荣耀你。
May you use your own words.
愿你祝福你自己的话语。
And may your Holy Spirit moves in us.
愿你的圣灵在我们当中运行。
So that your name receive all the glory.
那么你的名能够得以荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. So why do we give thanks?
那我们为什么要感恩呢?
Brothers and sisters, you know, simply put, I think it's important to recognize is we give thanks because God commands it.
那很简单的，那我们总结出来就是我们为什么要感恩，是因为神是这样要求我们的。
Did you realize in the passage that we read from Colossians chapter 3,
那你有没有意识到我们读哥罗西三章的时候
yeah, When we were reading from verses 15 through 17,
我们在读15到17节的时候
That giving thanks not only is commanded, it's repeated.
那感恩呢不仅仅是神所命令的而且呢也是他一直在重复诉说的。
Verse 15, Paul says, Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.To which indeed you were called into one body. And be thankful.
那十五节说又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主你们也为此蒙召归为一体且要存感恩的心。
Verse 16 talks about the coming together of believers, expressing our praises, singing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. But he says to do so with thankfulness in your hearts.
那十六章呢也说到就是我们用诗歌用诗章颂词灵歌彼此教导彼此劝谏心被恩感歌颂声。
And then verse 17, again, this is a familiar verse to us, right? Whatever you do, whether in words or deeds, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. But then it ends by saying,Giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
那第十七节是我们大家都熟悉的经文，无论做什么或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，并借着他感谢父神。
Brothers and sisters, we give thanks because God commands it.
弟兄姐妹们，我们感恩是因为神是这样命令我们做的。
Now, don't take this the wrong way.
那你不要误解。
Because when we think.Of someone commanding us to do something, sometimes we feel like, oh, I'm forced to do it. I don't want it. I have this need to be free. I live in a free country. I have to not do it because it was commanded me.
那大家不要误解，当你听到这个词命令的时候，你就会觉得他在强迫我做。这是我是自由的一个人，我住在一个自由的国家里面，我不需要任何人来强迫我做任何事情。
God, the severe Father comes to me and commands me to give thanks, so I have to comply.
那神来到我的面前命令我 要感恩所以 我必须感恩
That is not the case, brothers and sisters.
这其实并不是这样的
God's command is never severe.
那神的命令并不是严重的
God's command is not like human commands.
那神的命令并不是像人的命令一样
God's command is not for a selfish purpose.
那神的命令不是自私的
And God's command is notto elevate his own self-pride.
神的命令呢也不是说要提升他自己的骄傲提升他自己。
God's command is always for our good.
那神的命令呢是为我们好。
God's command is always for our benefit.
那神的命令呢是为了我们的利益。
Yeah. God's command is always gentle.
那神的命令呢也是温柔的。
Why does God command us to give thanks.
那神为什么要命令我们感恩呢?
You have to think about this, right?
我们需要好好的思考这个问题。
If God needed to command us to give thanks,
那如果神需要命令我们来感恩,
it's because we forget to give thanks.
是因为我们通常会忘记感恩。
Isn't that true?
是不是的?
Are you naturally someone who gives thanks, or are you naturally someone who forgets to give thanks?
那你是不是一个很自然的人，一直都会很自然的感恩一切呢？还是通常会忘记感恩？
Brothers, sisters, we too easily and too naturally keep our gaze at our eye level.
弟兄姐妹们呢，我们呢总是呢把眼光呢停留在我们所能看得见的这个层面。
In other words, we too easily keep our eyes and keep our gaze in this world.
那用另外的话语就是说，我们呢很容易很自然的呢把我们的眼光呢其实定睛在这个世界上。
We too often forget to take our gaze and look up.
我们通常呢会忘记把我们的提升我们的眼光往上看。
To look at the things above.
我们看上面的一切。
And when we only stay at eye level and we only look at the things of this world, brothers and sisters,
但是我们通常呢只能看到我们目光的水平，只能看到我们这个世界上的东西。
And then we forget to gaze upon the beauty of our Lord who is now seated on the throne.
但是呢我们通常就会忘记把我们的眼把我们的目光呢定睛在这位坐在这个宝座上的王。
Look at Colossians chapter 3, the same chapter, but verse 1 and 2.
我们来看哥罗西书第三章第一。
If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. So set your minds on the things that are above and not on things that are on earth.
就像哥罗西书第三章第一二两节所说的，你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Brothers and sisters, even in the church, when we serve,
弟兄姐妹们，甚至我们在教会里服侍的时候
，even when we're singing。
当我们在歌唱的时候
，Even when we're trying to encourage one another，
在我们相互鼓励的时候
，Isn't it true? And I know this to be myself at times。
我也知道，对我来说，我也经历过这样的事。
We only focus on the person。
我们呢，只是把重点呢聚集在这个人的身上。
We focus on what I can do and what I should do。
我们呢，就看重我能做什么，我应该做什么。
I focus on how beautiful I can sing.
我也看重呢，就是我能够唱歌唱得多么美妙。
I focus on how well I can take care of this ministry.
我能够多么好的去做这个事工。
I care about how people perceive me when I try to give them encouragement.
那我呢也注重就是。当我鼓励人家的时候，人家是怎么接受我的
？I care about people having a good perception of me because I'm fervent in my ministry.
我也希望，我也呢在乎呢，就是人家呢能够对我印象对我的这个事工呢有非常好的印象。
If that is the way we see church service, if that is the way we see praising God.
那如果这是我们所看到的这个教会，或者我们所看到我们敬拜神的这个方式的话
，Then we're only getting busy doing human activities.
那我们呢，只是在忙于人类的事物。
And from the perspective of God's kingdom, and from the perspective of God's praiseworthiness.
那从神的国度来说，从神的赞美神的角度来说
，We're only getting busy going nowhere。
那我们呢，只是在忙于意义的繁忙。
That's why in verse 17 it tells us, as you sing, as you teach, as you encourage, as you come together as the church body, we need to be thankful. We need to be thankful to God.
那就像第十七节说的，我们无论做什么或说什么话或做什么事，我们都要奉主耶稣的名。
It is because of God I am singing praise.
正是因为神，我要赞美，我要用诗歌来赞美他。
It is because of what Christ has done for me that I'm offering my life.
那正是因为耶稣基督为我所做的，我要把我的生命献给他。
It is because of the goodness of God's word impacting my life.
正是因为神的美好的话语影响了我的生命。
That I want to use God's word to encourage my brothers and sisters.
所以我要用神的话语来鼓励我的弟兄姐妹们。
We too often forget that, and that's why God commands it to us.
正因为我们通常会忘记这些，所以神要命令我们如此做。
Verse 17 says, "Whatever you do, whether in words or deeds, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus." Yes, we remember that.
就像十七节说的，无论做什么或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名。我们记得这一点。
But if we forget to give thanks to God,
如果我们忘记要感谢父亲神
，then I become a Christian who says,
那就成了一位信徒这样。这样一位信徒
I need to present myself well.
我要把自己好好的表现出来
I need to speak with dignity.
我要用我的
上得了台面的说话是不是
我的语言要上得了台面
I need to be one who has a good control of my life.
我要成为那位能够控制我生活的人。
I need to be the one. I need to be that good student in school.
我需要成为学校里的一名好学生。
I need to be that excellent worker in my workplace.
我需要在我的工作场所成为一
位非常好的successful businessman or professional.
我需要成功在我的职业生命上成功。
Because everything I do, whether in words or deeds, I need to do them well.To show that I am a Christian and belonging to Christ.
因为无论我做什么，我都要好好的做，来证明，来给大家看，我是一位好的基督徒。
Everything is about me.
那任何的事情都是关于我的。
Everything is about what I do.
任何事情呢，都是关于我所
做的。Everything is about what I take.
那我所行的。
Everything is about what I give.
我所给的。
And God says no.
那神不是这样说。
God says you need to give thanks.
神说你要感恩。
Because everything you do, everything you are, and everything you have comes from me.
因为你所拥有的一切，你所做的一切都是从我而来。
Will people come to Christ?
人来到基督面前。
Because they say, wow, what a beautiful and a wonderful human being you are. So you're also a Christian, then I must be a Christian like you.
所以他们看到了就说你是这么美好的一个人我也要像你这样成为一个基督徒。
Or will people look at you and say, look at this man, look at this woman. If it weren't for Christ, he can't be so wonderful and amazing.
或者呢，就是人家看到你这个人说，你看看这个人，看看，如果没有基督的话，他不会这么美好。
So God says, yes, in all that you do, whether words or deeds.
所以神是这样子说的，在你所说的，你所行的一切
，do them well.
你要好好
do them presentable.
你要好好的做
do them respectable.
你要带一个从敬虔的心里去做。
Yes, but do them in the name of Jesus Christ. But not only so, but giving thanks to God.
但是你不仅仅要奉主耶稣的名去做，但并且要借着他感谢父神。
Brothers and sisters, this brings us to another reason why we need to give thanks.
那当然呢，这些呢也也因就是也
The second reason for why we give thanks.
那这些呢也当然就是提醒我们呢就是我们的第二点我们为什么要感恩
It's related to the first one.
是和第一点相关的。
And that is because God demands it because he deserves it.
因为神是这样要求神是这样要求的因为他是配得的。
Brothers and sisters, in giving thanks,
弟兄姐妹们，在感恩里面
，We acknowledge God's sovereignty over all things.
我们呢也认识到神对所有一切，神对所有一切的权柄。
In giving thanks,
在感恩里面
，His we recognize and acknowledge His glory throughout the creation.
我们也认识到从他的创造里面也认识到他的荣耀
And it is in giving thanks that we acknowledge His power and His love in our lives.
那在感恩里面呢，我们也认识到神在我们生命里的力量和和对我们生命的热爱。
When we are able to give thanks, we recognize that He is the one who has authority over life and death.
当我们感恩的时候，我们就能意识到神是那位对掌管生和死的。
You know, in Romans chapter 1, verse 21,
在罗马书第一章二十一节
When God condemns those who are evil and those who are rebellious against Him,
那当神在责备那些那些堕落的人的时候，
堕落顶撞生活在罪恶当中的人的时候， He says, although they knew God, but they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him.But they become futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened.
Romans 1:21. 罗马书第一章第二十一节。虽然你们从前也是和神隔绝，心思上与他为敌，行为邪恶。
1:21.
Romans. Oh, no, sorry. I was in Colossians. Romans 1章21节，刚才读错了。因为他们虽然知道神，却不尊他为神，也不感谢他，反而心思变为虚妄，愚顽的心就迷糊了。
When someone does not recognize or honor God as he should be,
那当有些人就是不能认识到神的真正的真正的特性的时候，
When we actually don't give thanks to God, we actually are refusing to acknowledge God as God.
我们呢不仅仅没有感恩于神，而且我们其实是在拒绝，就是我们拒绝承认神是神。
And that's actually sin.
这就是罪恶。
So no, we will give thanks to God.
所以我们呢要感恩于神。
Because He is God and He demands it and He deserves it.
因为他是神，他是这样要求我们做的，他也是配得这一切的。
Right. And the third reason why we give thanks to God
那第三点我们给感恩的理由
is that giving thanks, brothers and sisters, giving thanks...leads to worship.
那我们感恩呢就会带领我们去敬拜神。
Giving thanks is our expression of worship.
那感恩呢也是我们敬拜神的一种表达方式。
Let's look at Revelations, Revelations chapter 11.
启示录第十一章。
Revelation chapter 11, verses 15 to 17.
11章15到17节。
Oh, this is a wonderful picture of worship in heaven.
这就是一幅完美的在天堂里敬拜神的画面。
Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who sat on their thrones before God, they fell on their faces, they worshiped God, saying what? We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was, for you have taken your great power and had begun to reign.
启示录第十一章十五到十七节，第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。在神面前坐在自己位上的二十四位长老就面伏于地敬拜神说昔在今在的主神全能者啊我们感谢你因为你因你执掌大权做王了
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹们。
John in his vision.
在约翰在他的意象里。
He was quickened in his spirit to be in the presence of God's throne room.
他呢和神就是非常能够他的灵很快的就能进和神同在。
He saw a glimpse of the fulfillment of how God is to be worshipped and is worshipped the way he ought to be.
他也看到神是应该怎样被敬拜的。
Remember in the English Sunday School what we've been learning about the kingdom of God?
在我们的英文主日学里面我们在学习神的国度。
God's kingdom is already.
神的国度已经准备好了。
已经临到了。
神的国度已经临到了。
But it is also not yet.
但是也同时也还没有完全临到。
神的国度已经临到了但是呢还未成就。In heaven, this is how we worship.
在我们在天国就是这样敬拜神的。
But in Christ Jesus, we are in the kingdom of God.
但是在主耶稣基督里面我们就在他的国度里。
Brothers and sisters, can you imagine in the presence of God when you're communing with God before his glorious throne?
那弟兄姐妹们你们可以想象一下在基督主在基督耶稣面前我们在和他一同灵命上的交流的时候。
When we bow our heads and we bow our knees,
当我们低下头，当我们跪在他面前的时候，
when we are worshiping our God,
当我们在敬拜我们的神的时候，
we say, God, we give you thanks.
我们说，神啊，我们要感恩你。
Because you're the Lord Almighty,
因为你是那位伟大的神。
Who is, who was, and you have taken great power and you reign.
你是那位昔在今在的神和全能的神。
Brothers and sisters, this is not something we do in the future.
那弟兄姐妹们，这不是说我们未来要做的
事情。This is something we do today.
这是我们今天所要做的。
Brothers and sisters, by giving thanks, we express our worship to God.
那弟兄姐妹们，我们在感恩的同时呢，其实我们就在表达我们的对神的
敬拜。Listen to these verses from the book of Psalms.
那我们来看听听这些诗篇当中的这些经文。
There are too many, I'm not going to read them all.
那有很多我不会全部的读。
I told you, 5 pages, single space typed.
我知道我告诉你们我已经收集了就是有超过五页的
笔记。But you want to learn about praise?
笔记。如果你想学习关于赞美感恩。
Not just the words to praise.
不仅仅是说这些用这学习这些语言去感恩。
But the heart of praise?
但是这更重要的是我们内心的感恩。
Read Psalms.
如果你想学习这一切的话你就读诗篇。
Meditate on Psalms.
你要在诗篇里面好好的思考。
Listen.
我们来大家来听一听。
Psalm 7:17.
诗篇七章十七节。
I will, just listen.
就听我们大家一起听着。
I will give to the Lord the thanks due his righteousness.
我要照着耶和华的公义称谢他。
And I will sing praise to the name of the Lord the Most High.
歌颂至高者耶和华的名。
Psalm 30, verse 4.
诗篇30章第四节。
Sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints.
耶和华的圣名啊，你们要歌颂耶和华。
And give thanks to his holy name.
赞美他的圣名。
Psalm 57, verse 9.
57节第九章
I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the people.
我要在万民中称谢你
I will sing praises to you among the nations.
在万族中歌颂你
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
when the psalmist is filled with praise,
当这个诗人内心充满感恩的时候
He adores his king, his God, his Lord. He opens his mouth, he says, Lord, I will praise you.
他崇拜他的国度他张开他的嘴说神啊我要赞美你。
And I will give thanks.
我要感恩。
I will give thanks to your name and I will give your thanks among all the peoples and among all the nations.
我要感恩你的名我要在所有的人和民族 民主当中感谢赞美你。
Brother and sister, that brings us to how to give thanks.
那这弟兄姐妹，这就教导我们如何去感恩。
How do we give thanks?
那我们如何去感恩？
Fine, God commands it. I want to do it, but how do I do it?
神命令我是要感恩，我去感恩。那我如何去感恩呢？
This is how we give thanks.
这就是我们如何应该如何去感恩。
Think of all that God has done in your life.
那想一想神在你生命里所做的一切。
Then express it.
然后呢，把它表达出来。
Think of all that God has done in your life and express it.
那思考神在你生命里所做的一切，然后表达出来。
What did the psalmist say?
那诗篇是这么说的。
I will give you thanks. What? In my own room to my own self?
那诗篇里是这样子说的吗？我要在我自己的房间里，就我一个人给你对你感恩。
No, he says, I will give thanks to you among all the peoples and among all the nations.
那诗篇里是这样子说的，在万民万族当中，我要感恩。
And look at 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 8 through 9.
我们来看
列王记历代志上 1 Chronicles 16, 8 through 9.
第十六章八到九节。
1 Chronicles 16 is when King David finally, after the ark had been lost to their enemies, he was finally able to bring the ark back into Jerusalem.
那历代志上呢，就是是那个大卫国王呢，最终能够把他们的那个
约柜
带回来的时候。
The ark of the covenant had literally been the presence, God's presence with the Israelites.
那这个约柜呢，其实呢，就是神和以色列人同在的一个证据。
对、yeah. ，And it was actually a literal presence, and later on it became a symbolic presence.
一开始呢，就是这个约柜呢，其实是一个
一个实际的同在。
约柜呢是实实在在的和以色列人同在的，到后面呢就成为了一个
代表。So when the Israelites turned away from God, God allowed His ark to depart from Israel.
那当以色列人离开神的时候呢，神就允许了他的约柜呢离开以色列人。
Finally, King David, the man after God's own heart.
那最后呢，就是大卫王呢把这个约柜带回来。
Yeah, was able to receive and bring the ark back into Jerusalem.
他呢，最终呢，把这个约柜呢带回了耶路撒冷。
You can imagine the joy and elation in his heart.
那你也可以想象大卫王内心的这个喜悦。
And in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 8 and 9, this is his prayer and this is his song to God.
那历代志上十六章八到九节也是他对神的感谢。
He says, Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples.
你们要称谢耶和华，呼求他的名，在万民中宣扬他的作为。
He says, Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all of his wondrous works.
你们要向他歌唱，向他颂扬，诉说他一切奇妙的作为。
When David's heart is filled with his praise and adoration,
那当大卫内心充满了对神的敬拜和感恩的时候，
When David realized God's favor upon him,
当大卫意识到神对他的喜爱的时候，
Who am I but a young shepherd once being chased by the king to be killed.
他也知道我是谁呢？我就是那位小小的牧羊者，曾经也被国王追杀的那位小小的牧羊者。
Who am I to be the king of God's people?
我又是谁呢？能够成为神的子民的国王。
But yet I receive such favor that I'm able to bring the ark, which represents God's presence with His people, back into His holy city.
但是呢，我却有这个荣幸呢，把神的约柜呢带回神的城中。
He did not feel an ounce of pride for himself.
他没有感到一点的骄傲。
But in humility, he was full of pride for his God.
但是呢，在谦卑当中，他是为他的神而充满了骄傲。
And he cannot contain himself, and he wants to declare to all the peoples and to all the nations, and he says, "Give thanks to the Lord and call upon His name."
他呢，所以就情不自禁的要在所有的子民当中，要在神的国，要在他的国里面向大家说，你们要称谢耶和华。
I want all the people to know what God has done.
我要让所有的人知道神所做的一切。
I can't contain my excitement.
我不能我不能把我的兴奋掩藏起来。
I am so favored by God.
我是多么的受神喜悦。
In giving thanks,
在感恩里面
we express a truest form of worship.
我们呢也表达自己，这是一种就是真正的崇拜的一种方式。
You know, this is why, brothers and sisters, I said after we understand why we need to give thanks,
所以呢，在我们理解以后，理解我们为什么要感恩之后，
I said this is how we ought to give thanks.
那我说这是我们应该如何感恩。
It's not just thinking about what God has done in your life.
这不仅仅是说我们要思考神在我们生命当中所做的。
Right, if you see it on your screen, what does it say? Think about what God has done in your life and...
那你在屏幕上也看到你思考神所做的并且
Express it.
并且你要表达出来。
Brothers and sisters, gratitude not expressed is not gratitude.
那神啊，弟兄姐妹们啊，你感恩的心态，如果你不表达出来，这并不是一种感恩的心态。
Okay, I really hope that our younger children among us really understand this.
我真的很希望就是我们年轻的这些孩子能够真正的理解这一点。
Gratitude not expressed is not gratitude.
如果你的一颗感恩的心如果不表达出来的话，那就不存在，那就不是感恩心。
Yes, I really want our younger brothers and sisters to know this.
我真的很希望我们年轻的弟兄姐妹们能够理解这一点。
Not because the older folks don't need it.
不是说我们年长的不需要。
It's because the younger folks, I have hope for them.
因为，但是我知道，因为我们年轻的，我有希望在你们身上。
I still want them. They have the capacity to be guided and shaped and built up.
因为他们呢有余地，能够被塑造，能够被领导。
Sometimes those of us who are older, we don't have that capacity to change.
我知道有时候我们年长的呢，我们没有就是我们没有这个余地被改变。
The Lord knows.
神主也知道。
Too often we think we're already giving gratitude, we just don't want to express it.
我们自己就在想，我们已经非常的感恩了，只是我们不想表达出来而已。
Some of us even see that somehow as a virtue.
那甚至呢，有些人呢，就是认为这是一个美德。
I don't want to pay lip service.
You don't want to what?
我不要只是口说无凭嘛，是不是 ？I don't want to just pay lip service. Just know that it deep in my heart, I'm thankful.
我并不需要说出来，只是我的内心知道我是感恩的就足够了。
Brothers and sisters, expression means words.
表达呢其实是指是要用语言。
I mean, it's not just words.
不仅仅是语言。
It's also through actions, yes.
当然也要通过行为。
But expression largely means words.
但是呢表达呢大部分呢是指用语言表达。
But words need to be used, but they ought not to be formality or routine or words devoid of meaning.
那当然呢，就是我们需要用语言来表达，但是呢，我们的语言呢，不是说一定要有一定的方式，一定要按照一个模式，那这样呢，那这个语言表达呢就没有意义了。
What does Colossians 5:17 say?
那哥罗西书五章是怎么说的
？Use words to teach one another, encourage one another, sing to one another, but what with thanksgiving?
Colossians 5.
Yeah, that was the verse that we read, Colossians 5:17.
就是我们刚才读过的经文，就是用歌唱、用语言，我们来相互彼此劝慰彼此鼓励。
但是是要有一个什么感恩的心，心被恩感，对不对？要有一个感恩的心。I make a point to thank the person who prepared meals for me.
我呢，通常就是谁为我准备食物的话呢，我一定要我一定要就是感谢他。
In our homes, it's basically mostly Cindy.
那在我们家里呢，当然就是 Cindy 了。
So after a meal, I will always thank her.
那吃完饭呢，我通常会感谢她。
My kids have caught on, and they also thank their mom for the meal.
我的孩子呢，也从我这里学到了，他们呢吃完饭也会感谢他们的母亲。
Now think about this with me.
那和我来一起思考这个问题。
It's one thing to simply utter the words "Thank you for the meal, Cindy."
那你可以简简单单的跟这样说 ，Cindy， 感谢你为我们做的饭菜。
Now, it's one thing to say these words, because it's the right thing to do.
你可以这样说，因为这是一件对的事情去做。
I can say these words, "Thank you, Cindy, for the meal," but I can say that without considering how much time, how much planning, how much sacrifice it had to be for her to prepare not only good tasting, but nutritious meal for the family.
我呢可以就是这样简单的说，就是谢谢你给我们准备的饭菜，而并没有考虑到他要为了做这顿饭菜去所花的时间，所做的一切准备来为我们做这顿就是既丰富又营养的午餐或者一顿饭菜。
Right? It's one thing to just say these words, but it is without the consideration.
你可以这样说，但是呢，并没有这样去想。
But isn't it entirely different when I say these words and I actually acknowledge all the specific aspect of what she had to go through in order to get us these food for us on the table?
但是呢，你想想看，如果我是这样说去我去感谢他为我们做这顿饭，但是呢我能够向他表达我所考虑到的这一切他所花的时间，他所花的精力去准备这顿饭菜，那是不是不一样呢？
At the same time, if you actually considered all that she had to go through to prepare those meals and you truly are thankful,
那你如果真正的去思考这些方面的话，那你是真
yeah, then what holds you back from saying the words "Thank you for the meal"?
那你呢是我们可以看得出来，就是你是真正的内心的，真的是感恩的。
Yeah, it's the same thing with God.
那同样，神也是这样。
Now imagine this phrase.
那你来想一想这段话。
Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day.
那么来，我们这么说，主啊，我们感谢这个美好，这一天美好的这一天。
We start, many of us start our prayers this way, right?
我们通常呢就是我们祷告的时候同时这样开始的。
Now, not saying this means you have no gratitude.
不是说你这样说你就没有这个感恩的心了。
Right? But does saying these words without knowing why the day is beautiful, does that show gratitude?
那如果你是这样子说，但是你并不知道为什么这一天是美好的。
If I ask you why is today beautiful and why are you thanking God for it?
那我如果问你这样一个问题，为什么这一天是美好的呢？那你为了什么而感谢神呢？
If you can't connect those two together, then you're not giving gratitude.
如果你不能把这两点联系起来的话，那你的内心其实你没并没有内心并没有感恩。
It became a routine formality for you to open your prayer.
这呢仅仅是成为就是你祷告的开始的一种常规。
So brothers and sisters, why is it that God is credited for this beautiful day?
那神为什么能够那你要知道神为什么我们的这美好的一天呢是归功于神的呢？
Know the answer.
你知道这个答案吗？
要知道这个答案。
你要知道这个答案。
Because when you know the answer, then you will know how to give thanks.
那如果你知道了这个答案呢，你就知道如何去感恩了。
Now, we have to know then. Okay, now I know I need to give thanks. I know now how to give thanks, but what do I give thanks for?
那现在我们知道我们需要感恩，我们要如何去感恩？那我们知道吗？我们要为哪些事情去感恩呢？
As I sit, in my study and was meditating about this message.
那就像我前面提到，我在思考，今天这篇正道的时候。
As I hope you have been or you will be for the coming Thanksgiving testimony sharing.
那我也希望呢，就是你能够呢，参加我们感恩节的见证会。
What do we give thanks for?
我们呢，为什么而去感恩？
Peigang mentioned, look at our children, they know how to give thanks.
那Peigang也提到，就是看看我们这些孩子都知道怎么去感恩。
Yes, we're thankful for our family.
我们为我们的家庭而感恩。
We're thankful for our friends.
为朋友而感恩。
I'm thankful for those too.
我也为这些而感恩。
But as I think about it more, brothers and sisters,
但是呢，我也鼓励大家呢，能够思考更多的。
Let me encourage you to go through as an exercise in these few days as well.
但是呢，我也呢，希望鼓励大家呢，就是来看看这些这几天呢，来看看这些方面。
What do we give thanks for?
我们为什么而感恩？
I'm thankful for God's salvation.
我为神的救赎而感恩。
If it weren't for his salvation, I wouldn't be who I am today.
如果没有他的救赎，我就今天就不可能在这里。
His salvation brought victory over sin and death in my life.
他的正是因为他的救赎，我战胜了死，在我的生命里战胜了死，我有了生命。
He hasn't only redeemed me in the past, but he continues to redeem me.
他不仅在过去拯救了我，但是他也继续将会继续的拯救我。
The more I know of my Lord, the more I know my weakness.
那当我更了解神的时候，我就更了解我的弱点。
Yes, I know we're all grateful for our salvation. I am.
我知道我们大家都为我们救赎而感恩。
Oh boy, but the more I know my Lord, the more I glory in His salvation.
那如果当我更了解了神的时候，我就更了解神的荣耀和救恩。
I'm so much more keenly aware of my weaknesses and my failures.
那我也呢，更清楚地了解到我的弱点和我的失败。
But I see my great God complement and add and make up for my shortcomings and weaknesses.
那我也看到神对我的弱点所做的就是
所做的弥补，所做的加添。Yeah. I'm thankful for God's word.
我也为神的话语而感恩。
God's word comes with power.
神的话语是有力量的。
I mentioned earlier when I was going through the scripture, God's word is insightful.
我也提到前面就是神的话语呢是非常使人受启发的。
God's word is wonderful.
神的话语是非常美妙的。
I'm thankful for the church.
我也为我们的教会而感恩。
The church is in fact the salt and light of this world.
那教会呢？事实呢，就是这个世界的光和盐。
The church of God is His church that upholds the truth and His word in this dark and crooked and depraved world.
那神的教会呢？是神的教会呢，其实是就是，有在这个黑暗的世界，在这个黑暗的世界当中呢，是有真理和光明的。
The church, brothers and sisters, the church testifies the hope in Christ.
那教会呢，其实是为神的见是为神的希望而做见证的。
Because we are connected to the church in Jesus.
因为我们通过了耶稣呢，我们和教会是联系在一起的。
We are connected to God.
所以我们也是和神联系在一起。
And we're connected to each other.
我们呢，相互也是联系在一起的。
I'm thankful for the church because it is in the church, and I would say specifically in our church.
我呢感谢为教会啊感谢神，我也想说在教会里，特别是在我们的教会里。
You know what brings me so much thankfulness before God?
那你知道什么什么使我在神面前有如此多的感恩吗？
It's you.
正是因为你。
It's your lives.
你的生命。
It's the lives of the believers who are constantly and continually transformed by the power of God's word and the Holy Spirit.
那就是这些信徒在神的话语和神的灵命里，圣灵里面不断的有生命的改变。
You are growing more like Christ.
你呢越来越像基督。
And that's not your work, that's the work of God.
这并不是你的话语啊，神的话语。
I thank God for that.
我为这一点我非常感谢神。
I thank God that I can see you mature into men and women of God.
我也感谢神，我可以看到你们能够成长成为一位成熟的男人和女人。
I see each and every one of you being redeemed in Christ and continue to be redeemed in your life.
我也很高兴能够看到你们当中的每一位在神里面得救，并且在神里面继续一直被拯救。
I'm thankful for my wife.
我也感为我的妻子而感谢神。
I'm thankful for my children.
我也为我的孩子感谢神。
Yeah, incidentally, my sermons needs to be approved by my children.
就是某种原因上，我的就是正道呢，要得到就是我孩子的许可。
Yeah, after I preach, I always get my children to say, "Daddy, good job."
那我在讲完道以后呢，我要得到我的孩子，那个证实是我的孩子会说，爸爸，你今天讲得很好。
Sometimes I don't know if I should say, "Well, praise the Lord, the Spirit behind you is speaking."
那有时候呢，我想着我可能会跟他们讲啊，感谢就是在你后面的圣灵在带领着你。
Or let the tempter not use this to puff me up.
The what?
Do not let the tempter, do not let Satan use that to, you know, to prop me up.
而不希望呢，就是他们对我的鼓励话语呢，不是撒旦用来让我就是让我的骄傲成长的。
I'm thankful for my parents.
我也为我的父母感恩于神。
Thankful for being close to them.
也感谢神呢，就是我能够和他们很亲密，有亲密的关系。
Their love and their care and giving,
感谢他们的爱。
Even after, you know, I have my own family and we're already grown as adults.
感谢他们的爱，即使我有了家庭以后，我也感谢他们的给予。
I'm thankful for my brothers and sisters.
我也感谢我的弟兄姐妹们。
You guys are some of my closest friends.
你们都是你们呢，是我一些是我的最亲密的朋友。
And you support me, you accept me, you encourage me, you love me.
你支持我，你接受我，你也鼓励我，你并且爱我。
And I hope that you also receive support and acceptance and encouragement and love from me sometimes.
我也希望呢，你们有时候呢也能够有就是接受我的支持，我的鼓励，并且我的爱。
I'm thankful for those of us who have a job to do.
我也感谢呢，就是那些我们当中呢仍旧有工作在做的。
And not just because I have a job so I can have salary and spend money on myself or my family.
不是说呢，我有了工作，我就可以拿薪水，我就可以再给就是有钱花了。
But I'm thankful for my job, for your job, more in the sense that there's a realization of the importance of the value that it plays in our society and for the good of others.
但是呢，更重要的呢，我希望呢，我们能够意识到，就是我们有工作呢，我们的工作呢，能够带给这个社会，的一个价值，并且呢，能够创造对其他人来说，能够创造一种福利。
Those who work in the grocery stores.
那些在超市里工作的人。
Right? Those who work in healthcare.
那些在就是在医院场所或者健康方面工作的人员。
I mean, even businesses that allows us to buy stuff that we need.
那并且那些就是我们所需要的就是日常供应的那些商业产品。
I'm thankful especially for many of our teachers today.
而且呢，我也特别感谢就是我们当今很多老师。
I see how hard they work.
我也知道他们非常努力的工作。
That they have to try to educate their students through a computer screen.
他们呢，不得不通过就是电脑来教育他们的学生。
They put so much pressure on themselves because they do not want their students to lose out because of this pandemic.
他们呢也是非常的努力，就是他们也不希望就是他们的学生呢，在在疫情期间呢，没有学到任何东西。
Yes, I'm thankful for our health.
我们也感谢我们的健康。
Because God is the sustainer.Of our body, right?
因为神是我们身体的供应者。
I'm thankful that I'm not going to have time to read all the things that I'm thankful for.
当然我知道我有没有时间来诉说我所有的感恩的项目。
But not just my health or my family, all of you.
但不仅仅是我不仅仅感恩感谢我的健康，我家人的健康，我也为大家所有的所有人的健康而感谢神。
We've experienced a lot of loss.During this past year too.
我们呢最近呢也经历过一些经历了一些就是死亡病痛。
Some of the very dear brothers and sisters and dear family members who passed away.
我们也有我们最我们很亲爱的一些弟兄姐妹或者家人呢也失去了生命最近。
And I'm thankful for the lives that they lived.
我呢为他们所为他们的生命也感谢神。
You know the fact is I'm thankful for all the experiences in life.
我呢，其实我也非常感谢，就是我们生命当中所经历的一切而感谢于神。
I stop there.
我会在这里停下。
I mean, I stop my list there.
我接下去我就不再列我感恩的项目了。
That was already 12.
That was
already 12 items.
我已经列了十二项了。
On Thursday, we only get 3 minutes.
在礼拜四，我们每个人只有三分钟的时间。
So, maybe you pick one of these things I share to share.
所以呢，或许你可以挑，就是我刚才列的十二项当中，你可以挑一到两项。
Either you reduce the number of things you share, or you have to speak really, really fast.
你呢，或许呢，你得减少你所感恩的项目，或者呢，你得就是讲得非常的快。
But good thing is that I know in our Sunday schools, in our fellowships, in our prayer meetings, brothers and sisters, in our Bible studies, we have opportunities to give thanks.
但是呢，很高兴的是，我也知道，在我们的主日学、我们的团契，然后我们其他的一些团契里面，我们都有机会来，来感恩。
Brothers and sisters, yeah, be thankful to God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要感恩于神。
And give thanks to God.
我们要把感谢归于神。
When we are thankful and when we give thanks, it brings us to the place of the peaceful pasture by that calm spring of water.
当我们有这个感恩的心，那我们感谢于神的时候，那我们的心呢就被带到了这个带入了一个平安。
When we are thankful and when we give thanks.It brings us to once again look up to heaven and see the King who is sovereign.
当我们充满感恩的心，充满感恩的时候，我们就会我们就会看看到我们的天国，看到我们的
王，
我们的王
是在掌权的。
我们的王是掌权的。
We will see our King, our Lord Jesus. He is alive.
我们就会看到我们的王耶稣基督。他是活的。
And he is in control.
他是掌控一切的。
What confidence that brings.
那这将会带给我们多么大的一个信心。
And what security that brings.
这将会带我们带给我们一个非常大的安全感。
And what hope it brings.
也会带给我们一个非常大的希望。
Being thankful is one of the most wonderful gifts from God.
那感恩其实是神赐给我们一个最美好的一个恩赐。
Don't you agree?
你同意吗
？So what are you thankful for?
那你为什么而感恩呢